1.23. Interview with an interviewer, part 1.
What's the first thing you're looking for in a candidate for a job?
The first thing you're looking for with a job candidate is enthusiasm for the role. You're also looking for them to demonstrate experience relevant to the position.
How do you get candidates to relax in the interview?
It's important to engage with the candidate straight away. So when you collect them from reception or from the front of the building, whatever it may be, you want to kind of greet them in a friendly manner. You want to ask them some general questions, just talking about their journey into the interview or the weather, or have they been to the city before?
And during the interview?
During an interview, once it has commenced, I will always try to start the interview with some general questions, just to allow the candidate to talk about themselves, to talk about their CV, their background. And often when a candidate is talking about something they know, which is themselves and what they've been doing, they're able to settle down much more quickly and have an element of confidence around what they're talking.
Is it important for candidates to ask the interviewer questions? And if so, what kind of questions should candidates ask?
Questions can be related to anything. So I personally would encourage candidates to ask questions related to any aspect of employment, and most recruiters would welcome that sort of interaction as an opportunity to actually give a little bit more information about the company.
Is it okay for candidates to ask about the money or the salary at the interview?
Of course, and candidates should be honest and realistic about their expectations too. An interview is an appropriate environment to ask such a question, especially if salary or salary banding was not identified in the job advert.
How important are CVs and covering letters?
CVs are very important to a recruiter because it actually provides an overview of a candidate's background, their employment, what they've been doing to date. But a cover letter can actually be more important because that's where a candidate will actually list and identify how they meet the criteria for the post. So it allows a candidate to be very specific about demonstrating what skills and experience they have that would be relevant. And often that skill and experience may be missed on a CV when you're looking at a wider career history.
What's the worst thing a job candidate can do when they're applying for a job?
First thing is obviously make mistakes on their application. That's always viewed negatively depending on the role that they're applying for. Also coming to an interview late, coming to an interview unprepared,